I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Well, hoss, how's it going? Bernard here, the fella from the town, and Dastin Dock. I've a young one now, so I do here in Cork, and I do anting for her, so I would. So when she said, I love you, to put on a pink velvet jacket, like your man Bond at the premiere, I said, you got it, babes. And then I wondered, was she having me on? Would I be like a spare prick on Patrick Street, and all of his Cork ones laughing at me like a fool? I'm not having that, so I'm not. So my question is, are Cork people open-minded when it comes to a fella wearing a pink blazer and thinking he looks cool? Bernard, from the town, Dastin Dock.
I rang my friend Fast Fashion Foofy and said, what's the definition of an avant-garde look in Cork? She said, someone who wears the Cork goalie jersey in town when there isn't even a match. Hashtag not Paris.
It's gone, oops, something went wrong in her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who wake up in the middle of the night and share something bitchy about Emer Crona Buckley with their friends. Shona underscore Ona Mansion said the WhatsApp outage on Monday scarred her for life and she was up all night contemplating her existence because it's hard to know if you're really alive if you can't share a photo of your new 30 grand dog with your stunning friends. Fifi underscore Leafy Drive said, you might be overthinking it there a bit, Shona, but then you always did have an inferiority complex because you didn't make it into Sculvera. Nikki underscore not Nicola said she wept pure Botox into her infinity pool on Monday night because she couldn't share photos of her daughter's 15 grand communion dress. Okay, it was probably made by a little girl the same age as her in some poor country, but isn't she lucky to have a job in this day and age? This all just made me realise the pure gold that we get on our WhatsApp group, Audrey. We wouldn't dream of going on Viber because that's for people in Glanmire. But do you know a good fallback social media platform we could use in case WhatsApp and Insta disappear again? Jenny, Douglas Road.
That's the question on everyone's 15 grand lips here in Ballinlock. My niece is forever on her phone. I said, what did you do when Facebook went down on Monday? She said, I felt sorry for old people. Hashtag harsh but true.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. Myself and Berna went into Killarney the other night to watch the new James Bond movie. It's strange to watch a movie full of gorgeous people in exotic locations when all around you the Kerry crowd are just sitting there eating their snacks. Driving back anyway, didn't Berna say she'll miss Daniel Craig as Bond? If for nothing else, the fact that he has a grand set of pecs, when most of the men she's seen topless would be well advised to go out and buy themselves a training bra. We got talking about who should be the next James Bond and how the right-on crowd are saying it should be a woman or a black person, which is fair enough, but in the end I just roared it out. What's to stop the next James Bond being from Balladesmond? Berna said it doesn't sound like a Balladesmond name. He'd probably be Jimmy. And I said, will you stop getting caught up in the details, Berna? I can see him or her trying to file an evil villain in Skepta Glen. There's no shortage of them over there. So who do I phone to make the case for James Bond from Balladesmond? Rosaline from Balladesmond.
My Connor's brother is movie buff. He's actually other kinds of buff as well. I won't go into any details. I said, is there anything to stop the next Bond being from Balladesmond? He said, I can't see them doing it in a foreign language.
Hey dude, my old man's so rich, he pays people to sweat for him. But that doesn't stop me from going up to homeless guys on the street and saying, there's no point asking for money, dude. No one carries cash anymore. You need to get one of those white gizmos that punters can tap. And the guy's like, great tip, dude. Where would I get one of those? And I'm like, can't talk now, man. I've just spotted this Croatian chick from my samba band. I've never had a chance to talk to her alone because I usually have a whistle in my mouth or I'm grinning the idiot samba grin. You feeling me? So I'm straight over to her saying, just helping out that homeless guy over there. And she's like, with money. And I'm like, nah, babes, much better than that. I gave him advice. So then she's like, will that put a roof over his head tonight? And I'm like, let's grab a pizza. And she said, okay, Saturday night, but we have to bring that homeless guy as well. And I'm like, is that some kind of weird fetish? And she walked off looking really disgusted with me. My friend Brian with a Y said she's playing hard to get. But like, is it possible that she's put off by my wealth? Ed, Ballon Temple.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, were you ever put off by a guy's wealth? She said, just the once. I said, go on, what happened? She said, he didn't have any. Hashtag zero kerching.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.